Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and it's our nursing home show. We'd like to, you know, help and educate you and tell you a little bit about tonight's show. Our show is going to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Also, we have a theme for tonight, and it is we want to help you, you know, with getting out of nursing homes if you're in a nursing home. We also want to help keep you out of a nursing home, which is very, very important. I'm going to tell a little bit about my history. I've been in 4 different nursing homes, hated every bit of it. Everybody controls your life. Your money goes to the nursing home, surprisingly. And when it goes to the nursing home, your pension goes to the nursing home. Everything, literally everything that you make, Social Security, that goes to the nursing home, and they leave you with $50 to $75 depending on the state that you live in. Now, I was thinking about going to Florida and go there with my aunt. Well, put it this way, I'm lucky I didn't start any of that, you know, project to go, I call it a project, to go to a nursing home within Florida, because they don't have good home care. So what you're stuck with if you don't have good home care is assisted living or a nursing home, and that's where my aunt is at right now. She has a slight touch of dementia. In the last 4 days, I haven't been able to reach her, so it's worrying me. She went to the doctor today because I got information about her today. So it's been really rough. I really wish that things would be better. She have her own home care at home. She's in North Fort Myers, Florida. And, you know, if I can help it, I'm going to try to really keep her out of a nursing home. Money helps situations. However, we've known people who have a good amount of money, and they're not even helped in, you know, keeping out of a nursing home. This is really a difficult situation that you have to, you know, deal with. So I've been actually, you know, protesting going into a nursing home because it's been absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they push you because you're disabled. They push you into a nursing home. They take all your money. They take your house. They take anything they want. And what do you get? Nothing good in return. I mean, I got the worst meals that I had to order Chinese food every night practically. And once in a blue moon, I would get a decent sandwich. And that was peanut butter and jelly. How wrong can you get with peanut butter and jelly? I felt like I was in prison. And that's exactly why I don't like nursing homes. I really would love if they convert, you know, these nursing homes into accessible housing. And it will keep you out of a nursing home because you'll have a place you call home. Then after that, we have, you know, people that are going to volunteer. It's called Volunteers for Freedom. And we're going to help you stay out of a nursing home by doing that. I just can't imagine the nursing homes fighting us on this. You know why? They're not doing so well after COVID and all that. People really got upset that, you know, even the 3-4 states that, you know, surround New York, Governor Cuomo, our governor, made sure that we stayed away from our families. Don't know why, but I think it has something to do. We might take our loved ones out of the nursing homes because you put COVID patients in there. How disgusting is that? I mean, you put COVID patients with, and you say that people in nursing homes are the most delicate population, and you put people in a delicate population in with COVID patients. That's absolutely ridiculous. Not only ridiculous, it should be criminal. I mean, that's how I feel. You know, people say to me, why do you hate nursing homes so much? Because they're depressing. You see death. Just a whole bunch of things. Your roommate could die and you would, you know, be devastated. That's how I felt. Thank God the woman I had who was in the 106 and she was in there for a long time, but she passed away when I had just got out. So I felt in my heart that I was sort of her project, that she, her pet project before she passed away, to get me to believe that things would change and not, and to fight for people, you know. So, you know, one thing led to another, and she passed away when I got out of the nursing home. Thankfully, I would have been so devastated. I think people, if they're going to live in a nursing home, okay, should get their own aide to come in and help them out. Meanwhile, if you don't get your own aide, and this law hasn't been passed, what happens is you just don't get the proper care that you need. And it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. I mean, what we're saying tonight is we really want to keep you out of a nursing home. Not only me, not only, you know, Frank, who is our director, everybody out of a nursing home. And it may sound like, oh, my God, they're conquering the world, but that's not true. I mean, we could think of ways to get people out of nursing homes. We also have a petition on change.org. Please, I'll put it in the, you know, in the description to make sure that everybody sees it, and we'll make sure that, you know, you can sign the petition and help us out. It's on change.org. Just type in Inner Sight in the search bar, and you'll find two of our petitions. One is on service dogs, and one is on nursing homes. Please sign both of them. They will help us tremendously. All right, so that's basically what this show is about tonight, and I hope to, you know, God, that people can listen and make their own idea and not let somebody push you into a nursing home. That would be absolutely horrendous, and I would be really upset. Somebody called me, oh, we listened to your show, but we didn't listen to you, and stay out of a nursing home. Stay out of a nursing home. Fight your hardest. Get fair hearings. Do what you can to get out of a nursing home and sign our petition, which would be great. If we have a lot of petition signers, this will become a law, you know, so one day at a time, please. Okay. That's basically the gist of our show, and please, you know, if you want to call in, 213, this is during the show, 213-816-1650. I put a 1 in front of the 213. It actually gets you into the board, and we could answer your questions about what we're thinking of doing and how things are going to be and stuff like that. Anyway, I, you know, look forward to possibly seeing one day that we will have these nursing homes change into accessible housing. I don't see why not. People would not want it. We're going to try our hardest to get it, you know, and that's basically, you know, just to keep you out of a nursing home, keep me out of a nursing home, keep Frank, keep anybody that I know, my family, my husband, you know, my mother-in-law, who's very close to going into a nursing home. I might not have a place to live if I can't get things situated. So I might have to be back in a nursing home, but I'm not going to stay there long. I'm going to, as soon as I go in, I'm going to contact what's called open doors, and it's basically what it sounds like. You open the door and everybody gets out. And I'll be bugging them every single day, and I'll be putting on the podcast from the nursing home. They can't take away my cell phone. They take it away, I'll be even more vocal. I'll ask Frank to come and visit me, and we will do a show together. They can prevent Frank from seeing me, but they can't prevent my husband from seeing me, and he's going to try his hardest to keep me out of a nursing home. I'm signing up my name for all Section 8 housing that is open. I pray to God that it is still open, because my mother-in-law has a slight bit of dementia, and she still owns the house that we're in. And I have no idea, you know, how things are going to play out, but I hope to God all of us remain alive. We all can be in another home and get out of here. We have a reverse mortgage on this house. And I'll tell you, we really want to keep people out of nursing homes, including myself. Like I said, you know, things are getting rough out there and worse. You know, keeping people out of a nursing home has been difficult. You know, so we're going to really work on it. Our co-host has joined me. So, Frank Perino, here he comes. Oops. Okay, got it. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, good evening, everybody, and thank you for being with us in our sight. And one of the perils, and I say perilous because it is perilous to be in nursing home. That's been shown, that's been proven, it's been documented in so many ways. And the government looks the other way when that happens. You know, they don't—they don't want to be involved with it. They'll investigate, but nothing ever comes out of that investigation. Nothing ever changes. It's still the same old procedure. So everyone is subject to a nursing home. I mean, anybody can be put in. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. You become disabled, go into rehab, and right away they want to push these nursing homes on you. Or you go into assistant living situation, and they're affiliated with the nursing home. The hospitals are affiliated. Every which way you turn, you've got the threat of nursing home hanging over you. The social workers are a part of that. The very agencies that are supposed to keep you out and fill out the paperwork and the application, Open Doors, the other one, what's the name of all head?
The other ones are the Nursing Home Diversion and Waiver Program and the Traumatic Brain Injury.
So there are three basic programs. All the social workers working for those programs, the bottom line, they have to obey the rules and listen to their supervisor if it comes down to it. You don't meet the criteria, they won't help you. If you do meet the criteria and you're on one of the programs and something changes to the degree where they believe you should be in a nursing home, that's where they're going to put you. They're not going to stay out. Don't be fooled by these. Don't be deceived by these programs. They are not there for you. They're there for the agency. They're there for the government. They're there to obey the rules and the regulations. So that's why the subtitle tonight, we want to keep you out of a nursing home. That means everybody, anybody.
Right.
And the way that can be done is simple. Don't let the nursing homes exist. That way, nobody can go to one. I mean, it's a simple process of elimination. Only with this elimination, there are benefits.
Yes.
Because the money can then be used to help people for accessible housing, for the homeless. It can be used to give people better jobs. Now, we discovered in the can you read that in the nursing skill what you told me about the how they're working out of people's homes?
They just mentioned that they have a home care program, nothing major. But I was kind of surprised.
Where did you find that?
Skilled Nursing News.
All right, so can we get it? Where did you find it, online?
Yeah, hang on. It's a little tiny, you see, but I'll try. Lorraine is on the phone waiting, too, so you want me to let her in before I do that?
Well, look up the information.
Okay.
And then we'll bring Lorraine in.
Okay. Sounds good.
to hear this too.
Yep.
So when you have a situation where it's really phony, because these people will applicate you, give you the application, they'll help you fill it out and all that. But the bottom line is they're not going to back you up. Push comes to shove. They're not going to keep you out of the nursing home. They're going to go with the rules and the government. But what good is the whole thing? And then if you're evaluated for an extensive period of time, could be, I don't know, 6 months, a year, or longer, you submit to them, you waste all that time, and then they tell you, oh, we can't help you. You don't qualify. See? So there's another way that they're interfering with your life. In the meantime, you put in all this time. They got paid. They get money for the evaluation and you know, the administrative work and all that. But what does the person get who's denied? You don't get nothing. And you've put in all that time. I mean, you would think they'd give you something for your time. So the whole thing is horrible. Did you find that? Hello?
No, not really. I'm still looking. Problem is, it was an article, and it was on the front page. Now different articles are on the front page, and I'm like, hold on.
Wait, how long ago did you see this?
Like last week.
Oh, then it should be still up there.
No, it's not fully up there. Hold on, let me
look. Is it a weekly magazine?
No, it isn't. It's whenever they decide to submit something.
How often does it come out?
I don't know exactly when it comes out. I was sort of hoping it was, you know, weekly or actually monthly would be better.
Well,
weekly.
Now they've got a new issue out. So anyway.
Right. The whole page, I've looked through the first page, all of it.
All right.
I might find
it. You came across it. All right. So why don't you just paraphrase it, and then we'll bring Lorraine in.
What had happened when I was looking on the page, I saw an article that said that, and also what they about them as well and what they do. They do both nursing home news and also home care. So it just goes to show you that they know what they're doing when it comes to home care, and they should just do that and not even put people in nursing homes, because right now there's been a lot of closures of nursing homes. And actually, I would love to say that that's better, but you have to put people in another place until you could find them a home and until you could change these nursing homes into accessible housing.
Now you've got overcrowding.
Right.
Of other places. See?
Yeah.
But that's worse.
It is. See?
They
it really
always
is.
Make it work. You ever notice that?
Yeah. There's also Ponzi schemes. I just saw this right now in relation to the nursing homes. They defraud investors and all of that. So I just saw this article right now. Crazy.
Wait a minute. You saw what?
You remember, like, Ponzi schemes of years ago where they would steal your money through, you know, investments and stuff like that? Well, they're saying that the investors in the nursing homes defrauded, you know, the investors at $22.8 million. That's just craziness. It doesn't surprise me either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we ought to try to contact some of these investors. Maybe they'll help us.
That would be great.
Find out who they are.
If I can, yeah, there's nothing. Oh, there is one name here. One name. I have
to. All right. So let's bring in the guest.
Yes.
Hold
up.
Your show.
Yes, I will. Okay. Lorraine, I got you. Here you come.
And now we're getting ready to sing happy birthday to my daughter.
Aw, you could do that.
Okay. All right. I'm just waiting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lorraine, I know that, you know, you have had family in nursing homes. And
yes, I
just
have.
Explain to us what happened a little.
Well, my aunt was in the nursing home for a bit, you know, for a couple of years, as a matter of fact, a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came down to it, we lost her this past August the 11th. She kept going back and forth to the hospital instead of just moving her out, bringing her out. They put her back in, and she was, I remember one time she was really babbly where I couldn't even understand what she was saying. So she just kept going back and forth. And then one day my mother had went to see her. And when she went to see her before my mother left, she hugged her. She thought it was strange that my aunt wanted a hug, but she knew what was going to happen to her. So the next day they called her, and she had passed away.
Aww.
Yeah. And her mother's, my grandmother's birthday was August the 10th. She died right after my grandmother's birthday, which my grandmother, she's been gone now since 2010. So, and what happened was when the mortician said that when they were doing her body and everything, that she had a lot of bruises on her.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of bruises were on her. That was the statement what they told me. What happened to her.
Excuse me, did they say what caused the bruises?
No, they did not explain to me what the bruises were, but I gather from what they said that the mortician knew exactly what was going on. They were abusing her in there.
Wow.
A couple of times, there was one time where she fell out of the bed. They found her in the morning on the floor, and she said she doesn't know how she got there.
Wow.
Yeah, we
I
got
have
a lot of
a
noise.
Little seat. Okay. Yeah, a little noise in the background.
Lorraine, can you go into a quiet?
Excuse me?
Can you go into another room? It's a little bit. Go ahead,
room,
sir. Right. They were just getting ready to sing happy birthday to my daughter, that's all.
Oh. Okay. Well, let them do that.
Let me know when y'all ready to sing it. Huh? Melvin, let me know when y'all get ready to sing.
I'm going to put you on mute for a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
No, I was on a...
Okay. So what I wanted to tell, and maybe Lorraine can hear this while she is waiting to sing happy birthday to her daughter, what happened with a lot of the situations that I was in, when I was in a nursing home, I could tell they wanted to switch me over to long-term care as soon as all my insurance ran out. It's disgusting that they harp on you like that. That's what I was really upset about most of the time, is that they wanted to take my Social Security and they wanted to put me in long-term care. Finally, they put me in long-term care, but they didn't take my Social Security right away. I think there's a time frame, and basically, I don't know what that time frame is, but people have to be aware of that. Ask, you know, a lawyer to help you out if you really get to a point that you don't know what they're going to do, you know?
Well, you hear all the time, and I've heard this many, many times, how the nursing homes will send someone to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
you know, trained on, had bruises on her. Another person will have sores or whatever. They'll be ill, you know. They'll send them to the hospital. And I know at least one person where the doctor told her that he wishes that he told this person, he wishes that he didn't have to send her back to the nursing home, but he had no choice.
Right.
Now, how many people does this happen to? Excuse me. Where the doctors realize, I don't want to send my patient back there where she arrived with these injuries or bruises, whatever the case may be. That probably happens every day of the week.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom had a black eye.
That's another
Frank,
another
you're breaking
downfall.
Up a little. Yeah.
What?
You're breaking up a little bit. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's my phone. I'll go on the other line.
All right. Call back in and I'll put you on in right away. Well, what we've been mentioning, we've been going back and forth to people, and they've been, you know, mentioning to us that, you know, there's been, you know, changes in the nursing homes, not for the better either. A lot of these nursing homes have been closing down. And I could only imagine it's because of the lower census of what they have. So I know that once you actually have, you know, things situated, it just, you know, they could close down these nursing homes. And like Frank said earlier, it could cause overcrowding. And that's the truth. Could you imagine having to share more than one person in one room, like three people or even four? I could see this happening in my mind's eye, that four people can be placed in one room. You know, and it's disgusting what you pay for or what your insurance pays for. The Medicaid and Medicare, yes, we pay taxes for that too. And I could see it. You know, we're trying to keep everybody out of a nursing home. Right, Frank?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
All right, yeah. So that's one of the horrible drawbacks, that doctors, even though they know the injuries or the illnesses were caused by the nursing home, they've got to send the person back, you know. Now the other thing is the reasoning behind closing some of these places, which saves the government some money, but the reasoning behind it is, well, what difference does it make how many people are in a room? These people are here to die anyway.
That's right.
You see how that reasoning becomes a whole plot of evil?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not there to live or to get better. They're there to die.
That's right.
So what difference does it make?
Yeah.
Any injuries or neglect? Oh, the person will achieve their goal faster.
Yeah.
Die faster.
That's right.
Now, this attitude, of course, is hidden from the public. You know, if you visit a nursing home, you won't find social workers and head nurses and administrators going around the place saying, so-and-so is fulfilling their goal. We think they'll be dead in a week.
Yeah.
They don't talk about that.
No.
They don't reveal that.
Nope.
So the whole situation is just unbelievably horrible.
Evil,
to have places
ugly.
Like this. When a person has and should be in their own home with the comfort and the chance to live as long as possible. That's the whole idea of life, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So they're interfering with the general freedom of life, the general acceptance that people want to do. People want to live as long as possible. They're interfering with that. All for money. That's their motive, the damn-ass money.
That's the truth.
And that's why they'd be better serving the people better, turn them into accessible housing.
Of course. I can see where these nursing homes... She wanted to talk. Let me see
Lorraine
if she's done with
Lorraine wants the happy birthday on the air, doesn't she?
Oh, probably. Hold on.
Well, let's get her back in.
Yep. Lorraine? Hey, Lorraine, are you there?
Not there.
I think, she's not there. Let me put her back on mute if I can.
All right.
Okay. We'll get
Lorraine,
back to her in a second.
If you're listening, Lorraine, your daughter's happy birthday song, did you want that to be on the air or not? I don't know. Didn't get that. But anyway, if you want to be on the air, just call back in and let them sing it.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Let me get some of our friends in here.
Okay.
Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7024. And we thank them for all their help. Big East Takeda Rescue. Brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp, our friends over there. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And that's where we'll be holding the first news conference on to reveal to the world the solution for these nursing homes. And we've got to get thousands and thousands of people to sign off on the petition if this is going to happen. So we'll keep you posted on the date. Looks like it's going to be February now. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090, or you can email innersight1620@gmail.com. All right. And we thank all our friends for keeping the show on the air. Kennedy Realty, another one. Thank you so much. Need any info on the mortgage business or real estate, 631-888-1186. Excuse me. 1186. Let's see. Nobody stopped on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? It's free. Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Those are some of the people that we help, and they help us. You got the Able News out there?
Yes, I do. Hold on.
Let's run the Able News.
Okay. Bear with me a second. Okay, here it is. Coming.
Able is the newspaper
for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. In a sight, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. That's the saying. And Inner Sight reminds you to put it into practice. And, you know, the big question is, how are we going to do it? Well, the first step is to get enough people to sign off on it. And at the same time, give out information. Now the fact that, as you read in the news, nursing skill or whatever they call it, the fact that they're helping people in their own home is proof that it can be done.
That's right.
So take that and reverse it from the nursing home. That's what needs to be done.
That's right.
And at the same time, enable the agencies to help pay for that nursing skill stuff. So there the government saves money, and people who are homeless benefit. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the places into accessible housing. You're helping on two levels, saving the government money and the homeless situation.
Hi, sir.
So that's what Inner Sight is proposing, and of course we'll be spelling out in detail at the news conference a lot of the facts, and so that people can see for themselves. I mean, it's just good old common sense is all it is, and a basic principle. There's no place like home. A person belongs in their own home.
That's right.
All right. So, anybody out there who would like to be a part of the news conference, send us your number, send us an email, and we'll be happy to. We're trying to form a list now. Silo's going to be forming a list. Some of these holidays are over. And we are determined to go forward and make this happen, not only for those who are most vulnerable, like the disabled and the elderly, but for everyone, everyone coming along who can become disabled. And
yeah.
I have it on good authority from the woman who runs the New York connection at Silo, that many Americans coming back from conflict who are American citizens, that they're going to try to put them in nursing homes.
That's crazy.
They agree. The New York connection agreed with me. And that's a big reason why we need to get this off the ground. So stick within the site. Go ahead, it's your show.
Okay. Yeah, Inner Sight has a great plan. I'd like to talk about the plan that we thought of with the volunteers. People are going to be worrying about that, but don't fret. We have a plan to keep, you know, people in their own homes. And if they're not in a home because of some reason that's not, you know, evident, they're, you know, in a family's home or and they can't stay in there, we're going to try and create this program called Volunteers for Freedom. And what they that will do is people volunteer their time, and, you know, so they can also get, you know, a benefit from doing this by paying one of their bills or something to that effect. Frank, would you like to explain it to everybody?
Yeah, that's part of it. Volunteers for Freedom. Now, the agencies, once they are allowed to raise money, can very well use this as a fundraiser. What are you raising money for? Well, we're raising money to reward certified home health aides who want to donate a couple of hours or, you know, whatever time they want or they can, to keep people out of nursing homes, to make up for the time that the state won't give them.
Right.
And we're going to reward these people. See? I mean, a lot can be done with that. You know, that
oh,
first
yeah.
Rule, number one, that would make a great public service announcement. Want to be a volunteer and be rewarded? Call in a site or call, you know, whatever the way we run it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tell that to people and they say, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's common sense. It's an inner sight idea. It's the way we think. See, you know how we come up with these ideas? Because we think equality.
That's right.
How can you make someone equal? That's what inner sight is about. That's why we how we come up with these ideas and the titles for shows and everything else. We live and think equality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's got to be done to reverse this whole situation. Turn it around. You know, turn it around. And the government will save eventually billions and billions of dollars.
Yes, that's very true, actually.
On this whole thing. Because eventually the whole thing can be privatized. You won't even need the government. So there you have it. There's the inner sight concept.
Right.
What we need people to do is to go to change.org and sign our petition, promote it, put it out there, get information from the petition and use it, you know, to let people know that anybody can be put into a nursing home, especially if you're dealing with the courts. See? If you're dealing with the courts and there's no nursing home there, you can't be put into a nursing home. Then the judge has to decide, well, this person has the agencies to help them. They're raising the money. This person has their apartment, their home. I'm not going to disturb that. No judge in his right mind would.
No, they wouldn't.
But
yeah.
When you got these damn devil places there, you know, and the social workers are in there selling it and pushing it, and the doctors come in and all this other crap, what do you expect the judge to do? He's obligated.
You know why?
It's about.
They believe, Frank, and this is what they
what?
Believe in. They believe that the social worker or anybody, the psychiatrist, anybody who comes into that patient room, any professional, what they say is golden. And that is could be far from the truth. Or you can get a person who's really nice.
You know what my response is to that? Then let the son of a bitches say that their own home is better.
That's right.
Make them say it.
Right.
Make them admit it and say it, because it's true.
Yeah.
You know? A survey. You won't find a survey. How many people who died in nursing homes from infection would have been safer and most likely not have gotten the infection in their own home with the proper care?
Right.
Where's that survey?
I never saw it. If I found
that,
I would.
You never will. They don't want you to know.
That's right.
You know? They don't want you to know that.
No.
Another survey.
Then there would
another
be the truth.
How many people have been disturbed from their home because their spouse or someone, their loved one, spouse or brother or sister, had to go into a nursing home and lost the income, therefore losing the dwelling?
Yeah.
How many people has that happened to?
Oh, wow.
Survey.
Yeah.
They don't survey these things.
No, they don't.
They don't want you to know. Good. Google it. See what you get. You won't.
Probably
you won't find
get
it.
Nothing. Okay, hang on. I have to. Okay, hold on.
No, I'm being sarcastic. You don't bother.
I know you are.
Google it. We'll use it another time. But see, this is the way inner sight thinks. See? It's the whole idea of what we do and how and the way we think, and it goes all the way back to the first inner sight event, all the way back when my daughter was born. She's 37 years old, 37 years ago.
Right.
When my girlfriend picked my guide dog as her focal point, and we had to fight like hell. And we did it, and we won.
Right.
That's how we're going to win this fight. All right? And you wait and see. There'll be news cameras all over the place.
That's right.
I'm telling you. It'll be declared a legal holiday.
Getting rid of nursing homes.
When we tell the Congress, not only are you getting rid of nursing homes, you're making it so nobody else could ever start them up again.
There you
against
go.
The law. See, we're covering the whole thing.
Yeah, we are.
And we're not going to let these people push us around, because we know that we're doing something proud and good for this country and saving money. Helping people to be in their own home, helping people who can work. Spoke to a guy yesterday that you know Louis Rivera.
Yes, I do.
Right, his dad is over 90 years old, and he ain't in no damn nursing home.
That's right.
He's home in his own house, and you know, he said we don't get old. They make us old.
That's true.
Well,
even a young
person
feels old when you're in that nursing home. It really is disgusting.
All right, I got a good number for you. You want to learn how to protect yourself? Especially if you're in a nursing home, you should learn how to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. He'll show you. 631 445-3464, Third Eye Insight. Check it out. Fernandez. So, inner sight, and we've got to get more people to sign that petition.
I put it in our show. They could see where they can click on it and go straight to the petition.
All right. Do we have any more names added? Anything?
175. That's as run up.
No, it's a stalemate.
Yep.
175.
Well, I'm going to try my hardest to get it to move again. I have to call the.
You
got to
get
mall
out there. I'm telling you.
I know.
Wait until after these holidays. Now, nobody's going to. They're all into this Christmas stuff. Now you got to wait till after the
before we go for our music conference at Shiloh.
The New Year.
I want to get it done.
Well, that'd be a perfect vehicle to get out there, and we have the date of the news conference and announce it.
Yeah.
You know, get a little leaflet made up.
That's right.
Hand it out to people. Come to our news conference. Have you had any loved ones die in a nursing home or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That would be a perfect way to get names. So, inner sight.
Definitely.
And we got to do it because we believe in total freedom. All right? Nobody should have to give up their freedom and their money and their home and their possessions and whatever else. Nobody. That doesn't go in this country.
No, it doesn't.
It does not fit in this country. It does not go with this country. You know, you want to help somebody? Send the nurse to their home. Send the doctor.
Yeah.
Send the physical service, whatever it is. How are you going to pay for it? Get the damn agencies to start raising the money. Why not?
That's
you know, I'll tell you something. I bet you a lot of these professionals half the time would even volunteer if this thing was going this way. They'd want to help people.
That's right.
I'm not saying that all of them would, but a lot of them would. Because they
definitely
would know. Look what I'm doing for this person. You know? A lot of them want to do these kinds of things in the nursing home, and they can't. They get chewed out by the supervisor if they extend themselves a little bit.
Or they do not, you know, remain in the nursing home, they'll be fired, a lot of them as well.
Yeah. Because the person, well, you know, they call them into the office. What are you doing? Don't you know that Mrs. So-and-so is here to die? Why are you wasting your time?
Right.
You know? Yeah. They don't say that in public. But you can be damn ass sure that that's how they preach to these people who extend themselves.
Yeah. I know
a person
who received a letter, but she said that she's too afraid to show it to us because she might lose her job. But she received a letter, all the staff who was working on helping the people get washed and this, they all were passed this letter during a meeting. And it said exactly what you just said about, you know, don't do any extra work because these people are mostly here ready to die.
I still want to get a copy of that letter.
Me too. But she was afraid, I mean really afraid, to give it to us.
Afraid of what?
You know?
Nobody's going to know we
got
it from her.
I got to ask her again.
Ask if she has an old copy of it.
Yeah, I will.
That'd be great for the news conference.
Yes, it would be. I'm going to invite her too. Maybe she could paraphrase the letter if she's too upset to do so. You know?
All right, inner sight and
hello, Frank? You there? Sorry.
I don't have the time.
Yeah, the time is 8:53, according to my...
All right, so we got a few minutes. Lorraine never came back on.
She dropped off, yeah. Oh, here she is again. Let me see if I can bring her back on.
Well, let's get her in.
Lorraine.
Yes.
How was the birthday party?
It's good. It was just only me, my daughter, and her father.
Oh,
everybody
okay.
else is working.
Oh, well, of
yeah.
course.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know if you wanted the happy birthday song on the air or not.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's why we came back to try to find you. And
right.
You want to, but anyway, Yes.
Why don't we sing happy birthday?
In honor of Loretta, mm-hmm. you know, you should start a fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start a fund. Make it a non-profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
That's
people know why
I'm doing. Yep.
You're starting it. And see if you can get the church or the Barbizon where she learned modeling to do a benefit.
That school where we both went to is something else now.
Oh.
School is not there no more in the building, but there's one in the city. I remember the names of our instructors, too. I don't know if they're still around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Barbizon is out of business?
Yeah, on 63rd Drive, 63rd Drive or Road on Queens Boulevard, we go apart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's what about Manhattan? They were in Manhattan.
Yeah, the main headquarters is in Manhattan.
Yeah.
The main office. Mm-hmm.
Is it still
the
there?
Main school. Yeah, I think it's still there.
Well, then you got to call.
It's not only a school, it's a modeling agency, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That she graduated from, right? Did Loretta graduate from Barbizon?
Yes, she did. She graduated from the one that was on 63rd Drive.
All right, but it's the same organization.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can call them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what happened to her. Tell them what you're trying to do. And, you know, and if you want, feel free to use InterSight. Tell them you're part of the number one podcast in the world on the disabled.
Okay.
You know, build it up, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if our old instructors are still around. Tippi Adler and Carol B. LeMay.
Yeah, but you know what I would do? I would register the nonprofit first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
So you have it. When you call them, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you
get it. And get
a
web page. Web pages help a lot too.
Yeah, that's like the one thing I'm going to get. My daughter, she's supposed to get a new laptop this year.
Great.
That's how she's going to do it on.
You got to come up with a name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice name. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I would do. I'd get the nonprofit going,
mm-hmm.
and then call them. What you got to lose?
Yeah, and they could always say yes, or even no, for that matter. So it really should be announced or told.
Well,
yeah,
even if they say no, they may want to make a donation.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to get.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No.
Yes.
You got to make sure that money is used to promote the idea of turning nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah, which is a great idea. We really came up
with that. In honor of Loretta.
Okay.
That's right.
You know, and
Loretta,
all the other
Rosie,
people, too, of course. But
Rosie, too. My mom. It's crazy.
Well, that's how you should do it, I think.
We have 90 seconds, Frank.
Get the nonprofit, and I happen to be very friendly with the attorney who is the head of the nonprofit in New York.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So if you need me to put a word in, just in fact, I'll give you her name and number.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You can call her directly.
Mm-hmm.
And tell her you're working with me. Yeah, all right. All right, InterSight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow with our Christmas show.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling all the callers. Lorraine, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll be on tomorrow night, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Frank, for being here.
Come on in.
Thank you, everybody. Good
day. Sing Jingle Bells tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great.
InterSight, goodbye, world. Thank you.
Yes, are you to play Dominic the Donkey?
InterSight. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Have
okay.
a good one. Okay.
You too. right.
We can work on it together if you want some help. Oh, okay. Good night, everybody, and enjoy. And tonight, by the way, at 11 o'clock on MNN, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, you can actually take a look at our TV show. Okay? So go to MNN.org, the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, and you'll be able to do that. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, I'm done for tonight.
I'm tired, actually.
Did you hear any of the show? Huh? Where are you?
The brother contested us, and we couldn't do anything about it. your outer space ass in a goddamn phantom zone with a bar of kryptonite soap around your neck. You're done, Sanchez. You hear me? Oh, he's really pissed this time.
Why don't you guys just fucking get it over with?
Okay, well, thank you, Summer, but I think I've got a better option.
Dad, no.
You have to try it, sweetie. I have to turn myself into a turkey and trick the president into giving me a presidential turkey pardon.
Again? How many times have you done this?
I don't know, Jerry. How many years have I lived here? Careful how you answer that.
Jeez, Rick, you know, you've done this a lot. Don't you think the president might see it coming this time?
He probably will, Morty. It's all part of the dance. In the past, I've inserted myself into the potential turkey pardonee population by brainwashing the presidential turkey wrangler prior to the ceremony.
But this time, the turkey wrangler's been euthanized, and the turkeys will be transported by armored military vehicles.
Vehicles manufactured by ghost corporations that I control.
Which we have ordered.
Allowing me access to
central computers
to track the
real armored transports, which he can never
totally track and sneak aboard.
And even if he does, he'll be on a truck full of turkeys and fully armed Marines
who won't recognize me because the human eye is inherently face-blind to turkey.
Fortunately, those Marines won't have human eyes. They'll have turkey eyes.
Jesus, ever love Christ, why don't you two just fucking get it over with?
Careful, Dwayne. You're only vice president because I need 10% of the white votes.
There's a giant French assassin attacking New York, and you're using the war room to measure dicks with your alcoholic sci-fi boyfriend.
Rick Sanchez is more dangerous than some steam-powered French bitch, and New York can handle its own global emergency. General, initiate Operation Deep Gobble.
Dude, not on Thanksgiving.
It's what I trained for, Mary Lou.
It ain't our fight.
Hey, that little race car driver, you got bacon in your belly. What world you want him reared up in? One where some spiky-haired Doctor Who in a lab coat can change the color of the sky? Or a world where he can fill his pickup with hot dogs and drive it to a jukebox full of our demographic's current favorite music?
Obviously the latter, but...
Well, that world, Mary Lou, the one with those meals, vehicles, and songs people in this 30-mile area prefer, that world needs a few good men in a secret Pentagon lab.
Turn
it into turkey. You come back without feathers, Keith. Oh, my God, Mr. Drake. Hoo-ah! You got a pregnant girl in a pickup truck, got some high choices and other fires up. Now it's time to turn into a turkey. I hope there can be peace one day, till then I pray my DNA get back up for the turkey.
These pills contain tracking chips that identify each of you as individuals. That will be important later.
That's right. Rodriguez and Fincher, sir.
It's Rick and Morty, you useless fucking stump humper.
I found Al Jazeera on the, not, I don't know if it's Prime or on the other remote. It's in English.
Just pardon me, Dick.
Why the hell would I?
Why the hell is that? My phone number is still there. Uh-oh.